Well, what an incredible summer for the young Three Lions. England's under-21s are European champions. At the heart of that is a team of young players who are on the cusp, on the fringe of some real limelight, I think, on the back of this tournament's success. And I don't doubt they'll be looking for kicking on at club level in the coming season, just to establish themselves as more of a household name, as more of a Premier League regular for each of the teams they play for.
No one more so than their goalkeeper, James Trafford. Someone who's just come off the back of a record-breaking season with Bolton in League One and looks to have secured a move to another Premier League club with Burnley this summer as well. Managed to go a whole tournament without conceding a goal. That's such an impressive feat. Not only that, but it's a young man with the kind of confidence to save a penalty that wins the tournament for them in the last minute of a game and then backs it up with a rebound save as well. Absolutely outstanding. For him to then talk quite openly about how he knew he was going to save a penalty in the game shows that he's someone with a great personality too. And England have been known to have some charismatic goalkeepers over the last 20 years or so. And this looks like it might be the next one. Vincent Kompany's been really smart in getting that acquisition done before this tournament. It's safe to say that his value would definitely have gone up off the back of these performances. We know that Bolton only narrowly missed out on promotion themselves this season, and he broke a record with Bolton for the most clean sheets in a single season for the club, 26 in the league this season, which is absolutely incredible. We all can think of some pretty notable Bolton goalkeepers over the years as well, so a really great stat for them, and now someone that Man City have developed really well, and of course have included that buyback clause in. But England's under-21 success came from a really solid defence.
The player at the heart of all this probably is Levi Colwill, who went to Brighton on loan from Chelsea and absolutely established himself as a really emerging defensive talent for England and in the Premier League generally. And now on the back of a tournament like this, where he was pivotal to England keeping a clean sheet in every game, which is remarkable really for tournament football, surely he must be given a chance in this Chelsea team by Mauricio Pochettino. He's a player who I think is on a lot of other clubs' radar if they don't want to stick with him. With Thiago Silva ageing in this Chelsea team and playing a less kind of dominant role and maybe mentoring Colwill slightly, he could play definitely a bigger part in Chelsea's season. He should do. He deserves it. And I think this summer's sort of showed how he's earned the right to be given more game time.
The other end of the pitch was really important for them too. Player of the tournament, Anthony Gordon, led the line with great skill, confidence, exactly what we expected of a player that got a big money move to Newcastle in January. We've not necessarily seen all of that form for his club side since his addition there. This is what we expect of Gordon, the confidence to run at players and attack them, just as he did for Everton when he first broke through and was key in their survival in the Premier League the season before last. We haven't necessarily seen it work out for him at Newcastle so far, but I wonder if this player of the tournament kind of performance elevates him in Eddie Howe's plans as well, because we really saw that potential being capitalised on. Yes, you can argue that with a younger tournament base like this, the level of defences isn't as strong as he'd be used to in the Premier League, but of course, we know that an attacking player like this is going to really excel from his confidence levels. England winning the tournament with his goals, his assists, the contribution that he really brought, and actually playing as a forward in a team that weren't playing with a recognised striker at times, he really delivered the attacking output. And we know that his ceiling is very high. Newcastle obviously have this endless amount of riches and could have invested in a lot of players. And Anthony Gordon was chosen for a reason. We haven't seen it yet, but we might have got a glimpse of it this summer.
Now, Morgan Gibbs-White, who's had a great season for Nottingham Forest. Forest themselves have had a great season establishing themselves in the Premier League, haven't they? And Morgan Gibbs-White's been central to that. His attacking play has been pivotal for the way Nottingham Forest have played, for some of their best goals in the Premier League this season, their best attacking plays. And he's more than reproduced that form for the under-21s at this summer tournament. He's been a real bright spark in the under-21s attacking play. Gibbs-White's definitely going to be looking to establish himself as more of an elite Premier League attacking player now. His stats have been really good so far for Nottingham Forest. His performances at this summer tournament for England under-21s have been fantastic. Surely he's got another gear to go up in. I think that's what we'll be looking to do this season, really establish himself with some fantastic attacking stats. Nottingham Forest should be a more mature team now, more adapted to the pace of the Premier League. Some players who have now got that experience they needed to provide more for Forest, and I think a beneficiary of that will be Gibbs-White, especially after the summer he's had. He should be central to Nottingham Forest season, definitely. And who knows, maybe to the England senior team as well.
Lee Carsley's done a fantastic job at managing this young, talented squad. Anthony Gordon's not the only one who'll be looking to capitalise on his form in this tournament to get back into his club side. We've spoken openly about Emile Smith Rowe, who always shone for Arsenal when he first came in. It was always Saka and Smith Rowe, Saka and Smith Rowe, and then the injury really set him back. Hopefully, his success in this tournament, his creative dynamism, his linking of the play and now his attacking thirds, that's something that's going to elevate his profile again. And as Arsenal are recruiting really heavily in this summer, you've got to try and locate that place for Emile Smith Rowe in the squad, because he's definitely worth it. If not for Arsenal, surely he finds another Premier League club that will capitalise on his skills. It's been an excellent summer for England so far. Under-21s have been successful. Hopefully the women can bring it home as well. And it'd be a fantastic year to be an England fan.